Hi, I'm Kimbu, the host of the Author Alchemist podcast. I bring my years of experience as a fan fiction writer, a professionally published author, and a productivity coach to the problem we all love to hate, the act of writing. I also talk a lot about self-publishing, marketing, and my own challenges and journey as an author. Maybe you can relate. Hey y'all, it's Kimbu, and I am back with The Author Alchemist. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll realize that things have changed up a little bit, and times have changed. I wanted to kind of go off topic a little bit and talk about what's been going on for me for the last couple of years. I actually started this podcast back in 2018 when I first decided to launch an early business venture called Author Alchemist. And my plan with that, I was so young and naive in 2018. My plan with that was to try to develop a coaching business for authors. Although I wasn't really clear on what I would be coaching them on, I just felt like I needed to do something that would help bring in money so that I could focus on my writing. And as I've written about on many different occasions, most recently on my Substack. If you follow me there, you'll get more enlightening information such as this. But I tend to do that a lot. Like, have you done that as an author where you want to write and so you think, well, if I can make enough money doing this or if I can find a job that fits these parameters, then I'll have enough time to write. Did that ever happen? Didn't for me. So I think when I look back on it now, I'm thinking more along the lines of that I should have focused on the writing. If I have a regret, it's that I didn't focus on the writing. I think it would have got me a lot further. Maybe not a lot faster. I might still be where I am right now, but I would at least feel like I accomplished more. I don't think The Author Alchemist as a business was that bad of an idea. I just wasn't very clear about what I wanted to do because honestly, I didn't really want to do it. It's not that I don't want to help other authors, and I do try to help other authors. My latest book, Become an Unstoppable Storyteller, which is all about using beats to write long-running serialized stories, is to help other authors. I mean, that's absolutely something I genuinely, with my heart, want to do. But I think the mainstream coaching business model was not what I wanted to do. I want to focus on authors. I don't think that's changed. But I think what I want to do is try to reach more people than just really expensive one-on-one coaching or, membership-driven webinars and classes and stuff like that. And it's no shade to people who are doing that. I honestly really respect the types of businesses that have come up around that model. And I wanted to do that. I thought it would be a successful way for me to make money and also some stability in my life outside of a day job. I really hated my day job. And I say that if anybody I worked with is watching this, I don't know why they would, but if they are, please understand it wasn't that I hated the people I worked with or I hated the work that we were doing. I did not like the environment of working in a very corporatized office. Now, we was in higher ed. We were in higher ed. I was working at a university, a very large university, and I loved working with the students and I loved the people I worked with. I worked in disability services, it's an office that's now called Office of Accessibility Services. I'm so glad they changed the name. But it was not good for my mental health. I am someone who can do very well in a very regimented environment, but only for so long before I start lashing out, feeling constrained, feeling like I'm being suffocated, that I don't have independence. I do not like having to ask permission to take a day off from work. That just makes no sense to me. It's like, is this kindergarten? Is this elementary school? Why are we asking permission to do the normal things that make up adulthood? I could go off on a long rant for that, and I'm not going to. But what I want to try to convey is how unhealthy that environment was for me. So I quit in March of 2022. I actually kind of sort of quit 6 months before that. I mean, I still showed up. I went to the job and I did the work, but I was definitely on the leading edge of the quiet quitting revolution because I was just showing up to do the bare minimum. Probably my supervisors noticed that. Anyway, I quit. I went full bore into Author Alchemist for a little while, but at that point it had been, you know, 3 years where I'd had that business idea churning out there in the outside world and had just never gotten any traction on it. None. Makes me kind of sad. So I switched. I changed gears to something very similar, but actually more aligned with what interests me and what I thought I might be able to help people with coaching and consulting, which is productivity coaching. Unfortunately, the people that were my target demographic, which is mostly middle-aged and older solopreneurs and entrepreneurs who are women, didn't really understand what a productivity coach does. And I totally blame myself for that. I was not communicating adequately the strengths that I could bring to the table for them and their businesses and their business plans. I still have Taskmistress around. That's the name of the business. It's a joke because of friends of mine in the past have said, you're a real Taskmistress because I have to-do lists. But a lot of people don't have to-do lists. And that's something I've had to realize is that things I take for granted and that I find are easy are not so much for other people. So I went into the transition, navigated away, pivoted to the Taskmistress as my primary business model. And that is why I let this podcast fall down a rabbit hole. I don't think I've recorded a new episode for over a year. The last episode I just posted, which was number 4 of our Deepest Fears series, mini series of episodes, was actually recorded in July of 2022. Right before I shut down the Author Alchemist website. I'm still processing that. What is time? COVID really messed with a lot of us up. Going into the lockdown affected a lot of my decisions on quitting the job I had, the day job I had, and people I'm sure will call me a damned fool for quitting a stable job, but it was my mental health at stake. Like, you can criticize me all you want, but I'm not going to ever regret quitting that job because I knew that I was cruising for a bruising. Like, this is not unknown territory for me. I have stayed in situations, both jobs and relationships, where I gave and I gave and I gave until I'm the one who broke. And I could not go through that again, not in a healthy way, not in a way without long-lasting repercussions. So, turned in my university badge in March of 2022, and we are quickly coming up on the anniversary of that. Technically, it's a year and a half since I quit. As I said, I kind of quit 6 months before I actually quit. I don't know the math on that, but it is, as I record this, early October in 2023. And finances are pretty grim for me. I'm very upfront about that. I don't want to be homeless, but things are looking rough. And I think that's because I didn't focus on my writing. Y'all, it always comes back to that. It always comes back to that in my life over and over and over again. It comes back to I didn't focus on my writing. I didn't stick with it. I didn't have enough self-confidence. Yeah, we're going to call it that. I didn't have enough self-confidence to stick it. Stick with it. Stick it to it. Whatever you want to call it. I didn't stick. I kept backing off and backing off. For some valid reasons sometimes, other times just out of fear. And I have real regrets for every one of those decisions. Even if they were the best decisions I could have made at the time, I still regret them. Which is why I don't regret it this time. Because this time I'm putting all in. The Taskmistress wasn't really getting a lot of traction by the end of 2022. I'd had it open for about 6 months. But I was sticking with it. I was writing weekly blog posts. I was advertising, or rather, I wasn't actually advertising. I couldn't afford advertising on the budget that I had. But I was putting out posts on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Well, we all know what happened there. Facebook, every platform that I was already enmeshed in and had followers, I was putting the word out. Wasn't getting a lot of traction. Wasn't getting a lot of response. Did a few live seminars that got really nice reviews, but nothing was biting until the start of this year, 2023, when I fell back into the subscription model for authors by way of discovering the new platform, Ream. And you'll hear me talk about Ream a lot everywhere. You know, here in this podcast, I'll be talking about it because I'll be talking about my journey into writing serials a little bit more. And in a moment, I'll get to how I'm changing this particular podcast a little bit going into 2024. Also, Substack. There's Patreon, which I'm not on. And I actually looked at being on Patreon, gosh, 2017, 2018. But I didn't like the experience of reading on it as a reader. Like, even as a writer, I followed other authors, and it was just, you know, they had to send you PDFs for reading, and there was no real easy way to make comments and develop a community around the writing that was going on there. And some authors have done great on Patreon, but it just didn't have the features I was looking for. So I didn't go all in. I'm a little bit of regret about that. Yeah, a little bit, honestly, but that was the decision I made. Ream came along in 2022. I discovered it at the start of 2023, and I realized it was exactly the thing I was looking for. Not fully featured. It was in beta until May of this year, and there's still a lot of growth that they're putting into the, you know, the back end of it, the features that it has for both authors and readers. Doing a great job. Love it. Still a long way to go, but I knew that that's where I wanted to be. About the same time, I rediscovered Substack, which I had been on for a little while, I think back in 2016, but with absolutely no focus. So it was just pointless for me to be on Substack, and I just started posting on my blog, my WordPress blog again. I have self-hosted websites as well, so did that for a few years. But I like Substack for the writers community. I'm posting a lot of my nonfiction stuff on Substack, whereas with Ream, I'm doing all of my fiction novels and my early access and my readers community stuff on Ream. That was kind of another pivot. I mean, as I'm sitting here thinking about it, I realize, well, you know, it took energy away from the Taskmistress, and it can be argued that I shouldn't have pivoted away from the Author Alchemist, then I shouldn't have pivoted away from the Taskmistress. And yet, when I thought about doing subscriptions as an author with my writing and my fiction, it just felt like coming home. Y'all, it just, like, angels singing from the heaven, the clouds parted, and I was like, oh, I realized that's what I wanted to do. That's what I needed to do. That's what I've been waiting to do. And I needed to give myself permission to do it. I have another podcast that I co-host with Gina Hogan Edwards and Melody Escout, who are also writers, very different writers from me. We are three women, even though we're roughly the same age and, you know, same socioeconomic background. We have very different styles of writing and very different approaches and very different experiences as writers. It's called Around the Writer's Table. I'll have a link for it, you know, in the usual place. But as I've gotten further into that podcast, I think we're up to episode 28 now, I realized there are things that I wanted to talk about just for me, just as my personal experience as an author and as a writer. And I realized, well, you know, I already have 40 episodes of a podcast sitting here doing nothing on all the broadcasting channels, just sitting there waiting for something to happen. So I decided to make something happen, and I edited and uploaded the most recent episode, one on our darkest fears, the final one that I recorded in that series last year. And now I'm recording this, and I will be uploading this. I'm trying to keep this less than 20 minutes long. I might do longer ones. It really depends on whether I'm going to have guests or not. If you think I should have guests, let me know. I do think there are a lot of writers' podcasts out there that have a lot of guests on them, and I'm not sure that I would be filling any kind of need in the community for me to do that. In the meantime, this is more of a self-expression thing for me, which means that it's going to change a little bit in focus. Beforehand, I was very focused on mindset and teaching mindset and talking about things from a perspective of, well, that was the business of trying to talk about things I could help you with as a creativity coach. I think those episodes are valuable. I talked about a lot of great things, so I'm keeping the backlog, but I think I'm going to be focusing now more on my lived experience as an author. I'm going to talk about the stumbling blocks I'm running into. I am going to talk about projects that I'm working on. For instance, I just published, as I was saying earlier, the book Become an Unstoppable Storyteller on how to use beats to write long-running serials. I'm currently working on Right by the Seat of Your Pants, which is a book for pantsers by a pantser, myself, on using discovery writing techniques, which there's not a lot out there for discovery writers on how to do it. So I'm writing that one. It's going to be out hopefully before the end of the year, before the end of 2023. And I'm also, of course, got my fiction. So The Queen's Eyrie, which is a completed novel, it's a polyamorous male-male-female fantasy romance book. That's 60 chapters long. It's being published on Ream with early access and advanced access for readers on that platform if you sign up and subscribe. But you can still read it for free either by becoming a follower, which is free on Ream, or following on one of the free platforms, because the free chapters are cranking out a little bit more slowly, but they are happening. And that's on Archive of Our Own, Wattpad, Royal Road. I'll leave more links in the comments to those chapters if I can. May have to do that as a comment, not really sure. And of course, my current serial, which is Transmigrated Terry, which is a portal fantasy about a bitter middle-aged office worker who is in a car accident and wakes up in the fantasy world of her favorite book series, which is a fake book series. I had a lot of good times creating the backdrop of where she's dropped into, which is based on like a 1990s kind of cheesy epic fantasy, you know, the one true hero, the chosen one, all of those types of tropes and stereotypes. Only she didn't get transmigrated into the story as the hero. She got transmigrated into the story as the evil stepmother. So I'm having a lot of fun with that one. We'll be posting more on Ream as I get new chapters finished. That is an au courant story, which means that it is being posted as it is being written. I do wait until I have a good lead time and I'm able to review and edit chapters before I post them. But yeah, it's going to be a quick turnaround on that one. Would love for people to follow me and get some commentary and feedback on that story as it goes forward. So I don't know. That's it. Keely is doing well. If you know and love my dog, she's doing great. And I am doing fairly well. Like I said, there's a little bit of financial precariousness to my situation right now that I hope will take care of itself as I try to take care of me and try to take care of my dog. I appreciate anyone who's listening to this, who have stayed subscribed to my podcast, despite the fact that there haven't been any updates in a year. It's been a long, long couple of years for all of us. So thank you for listening or watching if you're watching this on YouTube. And thank you for sticking around. Thank you for your support. If you want to support me further, please do a thumbs up. You know the drill. Also, you can go to Ream.
Thanks for listening to me ramble on
for just $3 a month.
Here on the Author
Or you can support me for $5 or $10 a month. And you can also support me on Substack for $8 a month. So it's kind of like choose your flavor of Kimbu.
You can find all of my things at houseofyour.info.
You not care about me at all and just want my dog to have good food, then you've got an option for that too.
No spaces.
So I'll leave all those links in the box down below.
Have a lovely day.
And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for staying with me through all of this. And I look forward to talking with you again soon. Bye.